ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् इस थर्ड कैंटो Chapter number 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna, text 28. Please repeat after me. Kaumarim darshayam cheshtam prekshaniyam vrajaukasam rudan iva hasan mugdha bala सिंहावलोकनः कौमारीं दर्शयं चेष्टां प्रेक्षणीयां रजौकसां रुदन् इव हसन् मुग्धा बालसिंहावलोकनः कौमारीं दर्शयं चेष्टा प्रेक्षणीयां रजौकसा रुदन्निवहसन् मुग्ध बालसिंहावलोकनः कौमारीं दर्शयं चेष्टा प्रेक्षणीयं रजौकसा रुदन् इव हसन् मुग्ध बालसिंहावलोकनः। प्लीज चैंट। प्रेक्षणीयां रजौकसा प्रेक्षणीयां रजौकसा रुदन् इव हसन् रुदन् इव हसन् मुग्धा बालसिंहावलोकनः कौमारीं दर्शयं श्रेष्ठा रुदन् इव हसन् मुग्धा बालसिंहावलोकनः कौमारीं दर्शयं श्रेष्ठा प्रेक्षणीया व्रजौकसा बालसिंहावलोकनः। Mataji. Kaumarim darshayam cheshtam. Rekshaniya vrajokasam. Vrudan iva hasan mugda. Bala simha valokanaha. Kaumarim darshayam cheshtam. Dan Iva Hasan Mugdha Bala Simha Valokana Kaumarim Darshayam Sheshta Taikshaniyam Rajaukasa Bala Simha Valokana Kaumarim, just suitable to childhood. Darshayan, while showing. Cheshtam, activities. Prekshaniyam, worthy to be seen. Brajokasam, by the inhabitants of the land of Vrindavan. Rudan, crying, Eva, just like, Hasan, laughing, Mugdha, struck with wonder, Bala Simha, lion cub, Avalokanaha, looking like that. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvind, Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, when the Lord displayed His activities just suitable for childhood, He was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes He would cry and sometimes laugh, just like a child. And while so doing, He would appear like a lion cub. Please repeat, when the Lord displayed His activities just suitable for childhood, He was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes He would cry and sometimes laugh, just like a child. And while so doing, He would appear like a lion cub. Srila Prabhupada's purport. If anyone wants to enjoy the childhood pastimes of the Lord, then He has to follow in the footsteps of the residents of Raja, like Nanda, Upananda, and other parental inhabitants. A child may insist on having something and cry like anything to get it, disturbing the whole neighborhood. And then immediately after achieving the desired thing, he laughs. Such crying and laughing is enjoyable to the parents and elderly members of the family. So the Lord would simultaneously cry and laugh in this way and merge His devotee parents in the humor of transcendental pleasure. These incidents are enjoyable only by the residents of Vraja, like Nanda Maharaj, and not by the impersonalist worshippers of Brahman or Paramatma. Sometimes when attacked in the forest by demons, Krishna would appear struck with wonder, but He looked on them like the cub of a lion and killed them. His childhood companions would also be struck with wonder, and when they came back home, they would narrate the story to their parents, and everyone would appreciate the qualities of their Krishna. Child Krishna did not belong only to His parents, Nanda and Yashoda. He was the son of all the elderly inhabitants of Vrindavan and the friend of all contemporary boys and girls. Everyone loved Krishna. He was the life and soul of everyone, including the animals, the cows and the calves. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदामह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद कौमारीं दर्शयंश्चेष्टां प्रेक्षणीयां रजौकसां रुदन्निवह सन्मुग्धबालसिंहावलोकना Translation is, when the Lord displayed his activity just suitable for childhood, he was visible only to the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes he would cry and sometimes laugh, just like a child. And while so doing, he would appear like a lion cub. Srimad Bhagavatam describes the great fortune of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. When Shukdev Goswami was narrating the childhood pastimes of Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj became overwhelmed, thinking that what kind of great fortune that I am listening about. That's why Parikshit Maharaj says, Nandaha kim akarod brahman, Shreya eva mahajanam. Yashodacha Mahabhaga Papau Yasya Stanam Hari. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukdev Goswami that what kind of great fortune that Nanda Maharaj has received, what kind of pious activities he must have performed that Krishna became his son. What to speak of Mother Yashoda? Yashodacha Mahabhaga. She is the most fortunate because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, is sitting on her lap and he is drinking milk from her breast. Papau yasya stanam harihi. That Supreme Personality, Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Hari, who is so difficult to be achieved for everyone. Naimam virinchina bhavo na shri rapyanga samshraya. Prasadam levire gopi yatta prapya vimuktidat. That great fortune that is not even available to Brahma, Shiva, or even Lakshmi Devi, who is like the better half of Lord. Such a great fortune. Who achieved that prasadam levire gopi? This gopi has achieved. Who? Mother Yashoda. So, unimaginable. That Parikshit Maharaj is asking what kind of great activities they must have performed. Sri Rupa Goswami mentions that the bond between the mother and her child is the purest form of love in the entire material world. You can also call it in the entire creation. But in the material world, if you want to find what is the closest bond of love between two living entities, then it should be the bond between the mother and the child. Rupa Goswami mentions that if you take the love that every mother has for her child, every mother in the entire creation, whatever love she has, and if you add it up, that will not even compare to one spark, one minute part of the love that Mother Yashoda has for Krishna. So she is full of love, so much vatsalya rasa that she has. And that's why Shri Krishna, he becomes her son. As soon as he was born in the prison house of Kamsa, Krishna left to Vrindavan because his main objective was he wanted to enjoy the pastimes, loving exchanges with the confidential devotees in Vrindavan. So the childhood pastimes, as we know, that Krishna would always love in the first beginning 1 year, Krishna spends almost every moment with Mother Yashoda. There is no separation. Whenever Krishna is hungry, he starts crying. And Mother Yashoda has to pacify. She is thinking that if I don't feed him, he is going to be very mad. Or sometimes she thinks that if I don't feed him, he will be sick. Or what if he dies? So Mother Yashoda has so much love in the Vatsalya Bhava. When Krishna slowly grows up, when Krishna starts to crawl, then he starts crawling around the area in his house, in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And there are so many cows in the courtyard. There are so many thousands, millions, actually hundreds of thousands of cows. But Krishna cannot reach the udders of the cow, because Krishna sometimes feels hungry and he wants to drink the milk from the cow. So what he can reach is only the tails of the calves. So Krishna and Balram would sometimes hold on to the tails of the calf, and the calf would think that who is there holding me from behind, and the calves would start to run, and Krishna Balram would tightly hold on to the tail. And they would have a nice gliding, like a ride in the mud of Vrindavan. So, in this way, Krishna and Balram, they enjoyed so many beautiful pastimes. As soon as Krishna starts to walk, then Rupa Goswami mentions, then the friendship rasa was initiated. Then Krishna started meeting other friends. And then slowly, he develops the friendship with other of his friends. But one thing is very important, that Krishna would always follow Balaram, because Balaram is the elder brother. So only thing that Krishna did is just follow the footsteps of Balaram. Here in this connection, Rupa Goswami mentions that Krishna follows the footsteps of Guru, because Balaram represents the Guru Tattva. So instead of following Krishna, if we follow Guru, then Krishna will automatically come. You don't have to follow Krishna. Just like there is one Acharya who also describes that if I see Krishna and in Govardhan, and if he is alone playing on his flute, I would not run to Krishna. Because by the time I run to Krishna, he is very playful, he is going to disappear and he is going to trick me. No one can capture Krishna. But if Krishna is there along with Srimati Radharani, then I would definitely run towards them, because Krishna cannot trick Srimati Radharani. So always we must understand that we cannot try to acquire or achieve Krishna independently. Krishna always followed Balaram, meaning that if you follow Guru, then Krishna is also following Guru. Just like Srila Prabhupada came to America from Vrindavan, and Krishna followed him. If you are going to New York, I am going with you. You want to open ISKCON, you want to open temple, I am going with you. So Krishna always follows his pure devotees, especially gurus. So that's why it's very important for living entity to completely surrender unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master. That's the most important aspect. So when Krishna and Balaram were having different pastimes, we see that the gopis in Vrindavan, they would always ask Krishna, little baby Krishna who is barely walking, they would ask, do you want this sweetmeat? Do you like this sandesh, right? So I'll give you half of this if you just perform a little dance for me. So Krishna in his baby, he's barely walking, but he's still trying to make a step. He's trying to dance. And it looked very beautiful. It overjoyed their hearts. It completely filled their heart with the ecstasy. And then they would give him a little sweet. Sometimes, as Krishna grew up a little more, just like the elders like to do to the youngers, you know, oh, can you bring me this? Can you bring my spectacles? Like the elders like to ask. The same way, all the gopis also would use Krishna and Balaram for their small little household chores. Like, Krishna, can you bring the measuring pot? So Krishna would run and bring it for the gopis. Krishna, your father Nanda Maharaj is not able to find his shoes. Can you please find it and bring it? So Krishna would actually go, those wooden shoes, he would bring it. He would put it on his head and he would slowly walk. So here also, Acharyas explain how Krishna takes the utmost pleasure in even carrying the shoes of his pure devotee on his head. Krishna is completely the property of the Vrindavan Vrajabasis. And Krishna always loves to serve Vrajabasis because their love for him is on the highest platform. But here Srila Prabhupada in this purport mentions that these childhood pastimes are not available for anyone else. They are specifically meant for the Brajabasis. Only the Brajabasis can enjoy this beautiful form of Lord Krishna where he is so small. And he appears to be so dependent. Such a form is not available even to Dwarka Vasis. The residents of Dwarka have no idea how Krishna behaved in his childhood. So, later on, when Krishna is living in Dwarka with 16,108 wives and he has thousands of children, such a big family, and he is acting like a king, he's like a Lalita Madhava. That time, Mother Rohini would always narrate the pastimes of baby Krishna, childhood pastimes, to Devaki, because Devaki missed out on all of these pastimes. Mother Devaki always used to think that how Krishna must have behaved with Mother Yashoda, how Krishna must have cried, or how he laughed. She would always think that I missed out on all the pastimes of Krishna as a baby. So Mother Rohini would always tell these pastimes. So in the Madhva Vijay, the biography of Madhvacharya, it is described that one time Mother Devaki, she confronted Krishna that, why have you never shown me any of your childhood pastimes? Why did I miss out on all of that? And is there any possibility that you can show me your childhood form and how you behaved with Mother Yashoda? So in the Madhva Vijaya, it is described that when Krishna was such a way requested, Then Krishna also took that form just to please Mother Devaki. He took the baby form and he crawled and he did a lot of pastimes just for the pleasure of Devaki. And when this news spread that, oh, Krishna showed some of the childhood pastimes to Devaki, then the queens of Krishna also wanted to know about it and wanted to see. So there is Prameya Tika. There is one book where Madhvacharya's disciples, they write that there was that time when Rukmini, along with other queens, also approached to Krishna and said that, like, Mother Devaki came to know about these pastimes, and we also would like to know how you behaved as a baby. We would like to see how you behaved, how you must have crawled, how you must have smiled, how you must have slept, or, you know, cried and laughed. We would like to see all these pastimes, but Krishna thought, and Krishna also told that, I'm really sorry, but it is very embarrassing for me to behave like that in front of my wives. How can I show these pastimes to you? But then when he was insisted so much, Rukmini and all the queens, when they insisted so much that we would at least like to see your form. So that time, Krishna appeared as a deity form, his Bal Gopal form. And that deity form was worshipped in the main courtyard of Dwarka by Rukmini Devi. That was like the main deity. So Rukmini Devi is, that was personal deity that was given by Krishna personally. And it was worshipped for years there. And later on, after Krishna's disappearance and all the Yadava's disappearance, that deity was covered. And after many, many years, Madhvacharya, he found it back. So it's a beautiful pastime. We can save it for Madhvacharya's special day. But how Madhvacharya brought that same deity to Udupi. And it is worshipped even today, that Udupi Gopal Krishna is the same deity from that time. So in that Prameya Natika, that one book that is written by Madhvacharya's disciple, he says that there are so many pastimes that Krishna performed that are so enchanting to the heart, and they are only meant for Vrajavasis. And Dwarka Vasis have no idea. Just like, you know, even Devaki was not aware of these pastimes, and all the different queens of Dwarka, they wanted to know, they wanted to be part of Vraja pastimes of Krishna, which are very intimate. And Srila Prabhupada mentions today's purport that only by the mercy of a Brajavasi, only by the mercy of a devotee from Vrindavan, can one actually understand these pastimes. Can one relate, and one can actually enter those pastimes by the mercy of somebody from Vrindavan. So, there was one time when Krishna and Balram, when they were performing a lot of pastimes as a children, they would go out, play with all the friends, and they would come back and just eat something quickly, and they would go out, eat again. They would go out and play again. So one time it happened, then they were covered in mud because it was rainy day. And it was the Braj, entire Vrindavan was completely full of mud. And Krishna and Balram played all day with their friends. When they came back home, they were covered in the mud to the extent that the two mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, they could not recognize who is who. Who is my son Krishna and who is her son Balram? Because usually they would recognize who is who by their skin complexion. But their skin was completely covered with the mud of Vrindavan. So Sri Rupa Goswami mentions, Pankha Vishikta Sakala Vayavam Vilokya Damodaram Vadati Kopa Vashad Yashoda Tvamsu karo sigata janmani putanare ityukta sasmita mukho vatano murare. Mother Yashoda got very furious looking at that condition that we are not able to even see who is who. I mean, what kind of behavior is this? Are you like some street boys? Like homeless persons? Like you didn't take shower for ages? That's what it looks like. So Mother Yashoda is chastising Krishna that, hey Krishna, tvam sukarosi gata janmani putanare? Like, were you a pig in your last life? Sukara. And ityukta sasmita mukho. That time Krishna had a beautiful smile on his face. So susmita mukho, Krishna said, yes, I was. I was Varahadev. So yes, I was. I was a sukara, a boar in the past life. So then the mothers had to first clean them for such a long time. And then they would understand, okay, this is Krishna. So such a beautiful, enchanting pastimes, they are available only to Brajavasis. And only by the mercy of a Brajavasi can we get that fortune to understand these pastimes and also to be part of these pastimes. So one time, Srila Prabhupada was asked that we have seen from your books that without the mercy of a Brajavasi, we cannot really ever understand and ever enter the Vraja pastimes of Krishna. So whom should we follow? Srila Prabhupada's response was, you follow me because I am from Vrindavan. There was Hridayanand Babaji Maharaj, who was neighbor of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada used to live in Vrindavan in 1964-65, this Hridayanand Babaji was a neighbor in the Radha Damodar temple. And being the neighbor, sometimes neighbors know a lot about you. Because, you know, they can hear a lot of things. And the neighbors always watch you. So neighbors know a lot of things about you. So this this Babaji, Hridayanand, he would tell much later, when Srila Prabhupada became very successful, he would tell to all the ISKCON devotees that you have no idea who your spiritual master is. Because I have spent time with him, and this Hridayanand Babaji was born in Radhakund. And he, for like 60 years he was a pujari in Vrindavan temples. So he was highly exalted, Brajavasi, highly exalted. And he told the devotees of ISKCON that you have no idea about your spiritual master. He is the most elevated personality that I have ever come across. He is, I have seen his sadhana. He is such a perfect in his sadhana. There were used to be times when I would hear in the middle of the night, I would hear some crying and weeping and sometimes sobbing. And I would think, what sound is this? And then the sound would stop. And it happened for a few days. And one time on a full moon night, I just decided to go and check. So I went up and I was looking down. In the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple, I saw your spiritual master Srila Prabhupada weeping and crying in the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami. And he was begging for the mercy. He was asking Srila Rupa Goswami as if he was having a conversation with him. And he was begging. While he was cleaning the floor, he was asking that my Guru Maharaj has given me this personal order to share the message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach it in the Western countries, in the English language. So please give me your mercy. I really, really wish to share this experience of Vrindavan with all the outsiders. So when Srila Prabhupada came from Vrindavan to America, he actually came for all of us to bring back to Vrindavan. He is that Vrajavasi friend. He is our that Vrajavasi connection. That he came just for all of us to connect us back to Vrindavan, to bring us back to Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada, in Radha Damodar temple, in those days, he would give class in front of Brajavasis. Brajavasis were so simple, and you can imagine in those days, the Brajavasis were so simple, villagers, not very learned. Nobody, practically nobody knew English, but Srila Prabhupada would sit and give classes to those simple Brajavasis in English. And the Brajavasis are like looking at each other, and they were just mesmerized looking at Srila Prabhupada that, wow, he speaks so beautiful, he speaks so amazing. But we don't understand. We don't understand a single word what Srila Prabhupada is saying. So they were just mesmerized, and just they would just come together. Srila Prabhupada would speak very boldly in English. And the Brajavasis would think, why in English? We don't understand, but we just understand the names of Krishna, and we are just ecstatic about it. We love his kirtans, and we just love his personality. Later, much later, when Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, came to America with so much struggle and so much of efforts, so many hardships, finally he established ISKCON. He gained so many disciples. He became successful. He became a great preacher, well known all over the world. He became Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. And when Srila Prabhupada brought all those Western disciples back to Vrindavan, there was a big news in Vrindavan. Oh, you remember that English Baba, English speaking Swami? He is back, and he has brought so many of his, you know, white elephants, so many Western devotees. And they are so beautiful looking Vaishnavas. They are so perfect in their sadhana, and they are really such amazing devotees. He has brought back so many devotees here. That time Brajavasis were scratching their heads and thinking, oh, acha. So to give English classes in New York, Swamiji was preparing in front of us. So they were like, oh, that's why he was giving an English class. We didn't understand anything. But Srila Prabhupada did not care, because Srila Prabhupada was simply preparing. All his life, he has been preparing for that moment when he can spread the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we also have the same opportunity, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, to serve him in his mission. And we recently had the Traveling Sankirtan party visit. So all of them, they are doing the same. The preaching is the essence. To give out the books, Jara Dekho Tarakho, Krishna Naam Upadesh. This is our mission. Srila Prabhupada always stressed on sharing this Krishna consciousness movement with all the living entities of the world. In this way, if we serve Srila Prabhupada, who is a Brajavasi ultimately? If we please Srila Prabhupada, who is a Brajavasi, then Srila Prabhupada would definitely bring us back. And along with us, so many millions of others back to the Raja, Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna. And the pastime that we are talking about, the beautiful, enchanting childhood pastimes of Krishna, we can also be able to witness by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions, comments, please let me know.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you. I was just wondering, this is Uddhava speaking these pastimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just when you were explaining, I was just wondering, how did Uddhava come to know about these pastimes?
Because Uddhava was given an instruction by Krishna to go and spend time in Vrindavan. So Uddhava is only one devotee from Dwarka who went on a pilgrimage to Vrindavan, apart from Balram, because Balram also visited. And Balram also satisfied the Brajabasis who were in agony of separation from Krishna. The Brajabasis wanted to see Krishna so much that they were not even able to function. They were so much in ecstasy of separation. But that time Krishna, because Krishna understands, Krishna feels the heart of each and every Brajabasi. Like even today's purport, not just the human beings, even the animals, even the cows and all other animals, they have so much intense love for Krishna. So first Krishna had sent Balramji. Balram had gone to Vrindavan and he stayed, I think, 4 months there. And also later Uddhava was also sent to Vrindavan. Because Uddhava also looked like Krishna, and just to pacify Brajabasis, Krishna always had a way to give little comfort to the hearts of Brajabasis. So Uddhava had gone, and Uddhava had heard so many pastimes that actually Uddhava was such a great devotee that Krishna felt he is capable to understand Vraja pastimes. So when someone is on that platform, even beyond Dwarka, like Dwarka Rasa is also mixed rasa, like Rupa Goswami mentions, the rasa of Pandavas with Krishna is also mixed. It's not completely shuddha on the Vraja platform. So Pandavas have intense love for Krishna, but at the same time, sometimes they are overwhelmed by his majesty. So that's why Rupa Goswami says that we cannot follow. He gives example of different devotees. He says, Kamsa worship Krishna in fear, so rejected. We cannot follow his rasa or his raga. Then Shishupal out of envy, so again, you know, rejected. So he says, how about Pandavas? It was also again mixed, because there is majesty, there is a lot of reverence, at the same time, intense love. So it's a little mixed, so it's not on the best perfection. So he says that, okay, again rejected. Only Rupa Goswami can say this. Even rejecting Pandava's love. He goes further and he says that even Narada Muni's raga is not to the perfection, because even Narada Muni's rasa or raga is also on the reverential platform. So that's why he says only the gopis rasa, only the raga, the love shared between the gopis and Krishna is on the highest platform. So that's why the gopis are the perfect devotees that one must always aspire to follow. Or Brajabasis, gopis is also, Brajabasis is same.
Okay, so Balaram is, you said Balaram is like guru for Krishna. Who is guru of Balaram?
He's saying Balaram is guru for Krishna, then who is guru for Balaram? Sorry. Sandipani Muni.
Okay, so that means Sri Krishna has two gurus. So who
Krishna
is?
Has millions of gurus, because Krishna considers himself to be just like a child, just like a completely dependent servant of all the Brajavasis. So Krishna is such an amazing qualities of Krishna that he thinks that I am only servant of all my Brajavasis. I am only servant. That's why in Vrindavan, actually one Acharya even mentions that Krishna did not speak Bhagavad Gita in Vrindavan. You know why? Because no one would have taken him seriously. If Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matta sarvam pravartate, then they would have said, oh, come here, maybe you are hungry, come here. Let, you know, eat this laddu. maybe you are talking too much. So nobody would take him seriously because the love is very, very intense that we cannot even understand. So actually, you see, these things are very on the Rasa platform. Balaram is Adi Guru. He is the origin of Guru Tattva. So who is Guru of Balaram? Technically, no one. But on the Rasa platform, he also considered all the elders like Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, as his guru. So that's both. We can stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.